Good evening. My name is Dave Fullerton. It's my pleasure to be your adjudicator tonight. This is the LFMS Intermediate Jazz Band, and I'm not sure what LFMS stands for, but as far as I'm concerned, you're the Steve Thompson Band. Let me tell you a little story about your director. Many, many years ago, I had the honor of directing the Provincial Honor Concert Band with the Music Educators Conference, and I chose a devilishly difficult piece of music. It was Clyde T. Smith's First Symphony for Band, and then I think the second or third movement, there is a very, very difficult trumpet solo, and I was quite worried that I was going to be able to find a high school player that was going to be able to even get started on something like that. It was a very long, demanding solo full of odd meters, and this young trumpet player, on the very first rehearsal, played it magnificently. I just couldn't believe it, and after the rehearsal was over, this very polite young man walked up and asked me if for suggestions on how he could improve his solo, and I complimented him very heavily. He was a student from a Richmond school, if I remember correctly, and his name was Steve Thompson, your director. Consummate musician and a tremendous attitude towards being a musician and having the integrity to always be striving for more. Very much looking forward to hearing your band. Okay, looks like we're going to get going here. I have to apologize. Langley Fundamental Middle School. I remember when Langley Fundamental School was first opened, and one of my son's good friends went to that school. Okay, we got a good groove going on with your bass player and your drummer. I can feel the band settling in on their time. Okay, see if you can project harder with your ride cymbal. Maybe just a little less with your bass drum. Good for you. Okay, bass player, be careful when you get to phrase endings that you don't speed up. We all feel a natural energy at phrase endings. It's got to stay locked down. Okay, saxes, well done. Good for you. Director's got you paying attention to articulations, which is so important in all jazz charts. Okay, you can push harder on those quarter notes. Don't think of them so much as ladder, just think of them as longer, and you'll get the right sense of line. Okay, trumpet solo. The sound man's got you. Good. Good job, good job. Nice confident sound. Okay, I think you're doing a good job on your tenor solo. You're keeping good time. It's a little hard to hear you, but I don't think the sound man got you on the microphone. Stuff. I can hear trombones. Always enjoy trombones. Good fill, very steady, right to the end of the bar. Okay, this band's got a good groove. You trust your bass player and your drummer. Good ending. Ba, ba, da, ba, da, ba. Go, go. Well done. You listen to the recordings of yourself and you get a good solid sense that you could dance to that. There's bands that have trouble with their groove. You can't dance to anything that they do. Good job. I'm kind of an unusual adjudicator. I spent a long time playing trumpet, and now I feel like I've spent quite a long time playing saxophone. And I love all the instruments in the horn section. And quite generally, to get up onto the next level, take a bigger breath and blow harder and see if you can get a nice, a bigger, stronger, centered sound. It'll be a little rough to start with, to begin with, but I think it'll pay off. Okay, peanut vendor. It's been my pleasure to hear the Stan Kenton Orchestra live. They were here in Vancouver at the Commodore, and I went down to see them many, many years ago. Okay, we've got a different drummer, but we've still got a good lock between bass and drums. And Stan Kenton was becoming a very famous band. He did a lot of stuff that was Afro-Cuban. And I can see that your director's got you playing all these instruments. The creative world of Stan Kenton. That's a solid sound on trumpet. Good trombones. There you go, trumpets. You were loosening the groove just a little bit in the last phrase, but not now. Okay, good job on piano. Okay. Okay, we're gonna work our way around. Okay, the congas, drums. These other instruments, you know, you're keeping very good time. With so many percussion instruments, they have such a crisp sound. If they're off, it's very easy to confuse people around you, but I don't hear that. That's good. That big shaker in the front row, I think he's the guitar player that's got that. The big shaker, he's got the samba whistle, he's got the vibra slap. You're keeping great time. Again, that's a groove that people could dance to, and a lot of the music that Stan did really came out of the big band era, where people they came to listen to big bands to dance. Lots of stuff that Stan Kenton did brought it well beyond all of that. But that essential thing with the Latin feel and all the different instruments, you guys have held it together really well. Very solid. Very solid sound. Very solid feel out here.
By the way, I forgot to mention Esther Punzalon in the last song, and Pina Vendor piano solo.
Yes, a piano solo. Good job. Okay, we've got Chameleon coming up. Trumpets, you've got a very authoritative sound going on. Good for you. Session well done. You're bringing him back. Nice lock going on now. Okay, trombone solo coming up. Good for you. The trombone solo's got good structure. It sounds emotional. Sounds like you're trying to tell us something. Good job. Okay, I'm Barry. All right, good job. Don't be afraid just to drop your jaw down and make the reed, let the reed vibrate with the speed of your air. Everybody loves the sound of Barry. Good job. Okay, we got a guitar solo going on. Looks like you got fingers. Your band director is not going to appreciate me saying this, but man, turn it up. We want to hear you. Good for you. Yeah, you deserve applause. Be careful on the drums. Got really good ideas. Very fluid, moving back and forth between all your drums. Okay, that was a good move. Let's get back on, yeah. Get back on the hi-hat and let them find the spot. When you do your solo, it'd be a really good thing just to stick a set of headphones on and pump a metronome through it. And just make sure that as you express your ideas and you move around on the drum set, that it stays locked down on time. Because when you do that, like you take us on a journey, but you have to remember, your job is to bring your horn section back. Don't abandon them. Make it easy for them to know where to come back in. The drummer is the key. Well done. Love that fall on the guitar at the end. Some good things going on in your band. Very good things. You've got a great director that's had a lot of experience and knows what he's doing. I'd like to encourage the trumpet section to think about their note shape. One of my mentors in the business, I remember an expression that I've used with my groups for all these years. Jazz is an accented style. It's not a question just of playing loud when you have strong chops and lots of air. It's a matter of the shape of the note. And most of the stuff that you play, except in some balance, is shaped sort of like a wedge. It sounds like when you say the letter do, do, do. It's like it's got that little explosion at the beginning of the note, and then it decays slightly during its duration. In Chameleon, it sounded like the trumpets took a big breath and they wanted to be strong, and you were, and it's just reaching out right to the back of the auditorium in a really exciting way. But when you play that loud, the shape of your note changes, and it starts, instead of being explosive at the beginning of the note and decaying, it can sometimes go the other way. You start the note and then you push and it increases, and the shape of the note kind of turns around. And, you know, with all your funk tunes and your rock tunes and your jazz tunes, you don't want that. You don't want to play louder than you can keep that note shape going. What I would encourage you to do is find a recording of Chameleon or a song that's like it, or get onto YouTube and get your headphones on and really have a listen to those trumpet players and think about what it would feel like to make a sound that has that shape about it. And you'll start to hear things start to change, and you'll end up with a really wonderful and surprising thing. You'll find that you can sound stronger to your audience even though you're playing a little softer. It won't feel soft. The impact of your sound will be there, and that's what people get. But again, good sounding band. It really sounds like there's a good trust that's going on between the rhythm section and the horn section. I know there's a little bit of stuff that happened in the last tune, but you know, I'm back here listening to the whole performance of all three tunes, and it's very easy to tell whether there's a lock going on that's trusted by the horn section or whether it's not. And definitely with this band, it sounds like you understand that, and you talk about it in your rehearsals, and you've got drummers and bass players that know how to do that. And horn players, you know, you've got to have that, because you take a ride on their time. They don't take a ride on yours, and you can't create that ride for them. They create it for you, and then you enhance that groove with all the wonderful things that the arranger puts into the chart. Anyway, congratulations, Mr. Thompson. Really enjoyed the sound of your group, and you guys keep rocking. It's a great sound. I'm sure your school really enjoys every time they get a chance to hear you. Thanks a lot.